This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and I got news for you. We are in the middle of about a 9-day projected warming streak. 68 degrees? That's what we're looking at over the next week plus. I'll take it. I'll absolutely take it. Relatively comfy overnight. No more freezing temperatures or threats of a frost or anything like that. Overnight lows in the 40s. So that's where it is right now. It is fascinating to hear that Rodney Willett character out of Henrico saying, well, you know, the voters have the opportunity to vote this down. Rodney, I'm not sure where you were 5 years ago because I don't think you were in the House of Delegates. I could be wrong. But we already voted on this. We already voted 5 years ago, 2-1 margin. We, the people in my beloved Commonwealth, said, all right, we're going to go in with this independent commission. We already made this choice. We already cast our votes. And this year, you've already got 1 million people who have voted with absolutely no indication that this garbage that you are throwing out there, Mr. Willett, was going to be part of the equation. How many people would have changed their votes? You're a disgrace. You are an absolute disgrace. If, in fact, any of us want to stop this nonsense, here's our only option at this point. Because the Democrats have proven that they now get their instructions, apparently, from the people who operated Cuba and Venezuela. They're just going to do any damn thing they want. And that's it. Ignore everybody and everything. This is a party that is obsessed now with amassing power and keeping it forever. You want to talk about a threat to, quote, democracy? They've demonstrated that they are. The Virginia Democrats have made very clear, we just don't care. We believe we ought to be in control, and we're going to make sure that we are always in control. All right. So here's the one option that we have left, and that is to go out and vote and make sure that the House of Delegates and the state Senate turn Republican. It's the only way to kill this off. Just FYI, there's no other way to do it. No other way to do it. Your vote has never been more important, and they know full well that we've got 1 million Virginians who have already voted. Some of those people would have said, oh, really? Well, in that case, I'm going to change my vote for House of Delegates to Republican. Right? The state Senate is what it is, right? 21-19. That's a really tight situation. So all we're electing right now is, you know, the House of Delegates. Still relatively close. But we've got to flip a couple of seats if, in fact, you want to put a set of brakes on this garbage that they're trying to push through. For folks who are hearing the latest poll numbers, well, the Roanoke poll said, I just don't care. Well, that's me personally. You can care all you want. I'm just suggesting to you, get your head up, get your ass in gear, and go vote. If you care about this Commonwealth. It's funny that places like Florida and Texas in many ways have said already, hey, we're not interested. There's going to be such a gigantic Ross Perot-esque sucking sound coming out of New York after this Mamdani character wins. And that seems to be what it is. Although Michael Bloomberg, who's hardly a member of the vast right-wing conspiracy, but he's a billionaire, and he's been given a bunch of money in very recent history to Andrew Cuomo, which would lead me to believe he must have seen some sort of numbers somewhere that indicate Cuomo can pull this off. I am not seeing those, but there you have it. But there's going to be a mass exodus if Mamdani wins. All sorts of people will be leaving New York City. Businesses will be leaving by the droves. Now, it would have been nice to attract them here to Virginia. Right? We would have taken billions of dollars in investment, would we have not? But if, in fact, our state turns in the wrong direction, they're going to keep driving right down 95 to Florida. Even though Florida has already said to a lot of folks who are going to try and flee New York, you can come, but don't bring your crazy left-wing nonsense with you. If Virginia goes in the wrong direction, you and I both know businesses will leave. Businesses already have these plans in place. If you are a multi-billion dollar business, here's what you don't do. Wait until the last minute on anything. You know where you're headed. You know what you're doing. That's why you are a multi-billion dollar business. Because you understand how to read the tea leaves. If, in fact, it is a spam burger administration with the Democrats in control of the House of Delegates, as they already are in the state Senate, here's what happens. This nonsense becomes law. And we will lose damn near every one of our Republican members of Congress. Because the goal from the Democrats is to be 9-2 or 10-1. As it is now, Independent Commission has it 6-5. Pretty even split. Democrats in control? Forget about it. Rob Whitman? Gone. Jen Kiggins? Gone. Is that really where you want to live? I don't. I'll just tell you flat out, I don't. It is nice to see and nice to hear that Jason Meares in this poll allegedly is ahead. You have to operate as if your vote counts, because if your vote doesn't count, then you're going to sit at home and not vote, and that's when you're going to realize, oh man, my vote really did count. I probably should have gone and voted. This is a vitally important election, gang. Early voting is still underway. And of course, Tuesday is actual election day. I can't tell you when to vote. I don't care when you vote. But you got to vote. You've got to vote. And if you want to keep businesses in Virginia, you've got to vote the right way. And if you don't care about businesses, that's something else entirely. If you are not concerned with right to work because you're thinking, well, I'm not part of some profession that's going to have a union. Okay. But what about your company? What about the company you work for that says, it's not any sort of a union shop today, but I got to tell you, we don't even want to run the risk. We're out of here. And they're going to Tennessee. They're just going to go. And if you think they don't already have that plan in place, then you are not operating with the mindset of a multi-billion dollar corporation. Because they do have the plans in place. They will leave. They already know when they would leave and how they would leave if, in fact, this election goes in the wrong direction. The only folks who are going to be surprised are folks like you who are thinking, oh, that'll never happen. There's been a whole bunch of people who said, oh, it could never happen, will never happen, that's never going to happen, my gosh. And then it happens. Worst situation for anybody is being in some sort of a crisis and not having talked about it or worked it through prior. Right? It was one of the things that Rob Chadwick chatted about last week at Range USA down in Chester. If you really think you're going to be in a situation where somebody is actively shooting at you or in your classroom or in your office and you're going to figure it out on the spot, ain't going to happen. You're going to leave that scene in a very different condition than how you entered. And while your family and friends tell you, oh, come on, you don't have to look for the exit. You don't have to be prepared to do this or that. Oh, that's crazy talk. I got news for you. You and I are getting out of there in relatively the same condition as we entered, right? You got to be prepared for things. It's just that simple. All right, couple of things that we got coming up. In fact, we got a lot of great stuff coming up. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is going to be here at 3:35. The aforementioned Rob Chadwick is going to be here at 4:35. And I've got a pair of tickets I'm going to give you for Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's coming to John Paul Jones Arena in Charlottesville, November the 12th. We'll do those at 4:20 this afternoon, 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Wow, what an amazing feat from Governor Youngkin and Attorney General Meares and the state police and all the other agencies that were involved in what we just heard about. Getting this junk off the streets and being sold, I guess, and in all sorts of vape shops. So I'm thrilled. Again, I just keep coming back to this idea of why the heck would we do away with stuff like this, where we've got people that know what they're doing and they're getting it done and making Virginia the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Now, I understand we've got, as we all know, we've been following it this week, the most outlandish, underhanded, sneaky, despicable garbage coming from the Virginia Democrats to go into this special session, forcing Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears off the campaign trail for essentially the last week of the campaign, barring her from raising money for her campaign during the session, bringing back members of the House of Delegates who are running for re-election, and they're all taken away from their races to be there. And then to push through on a straight party line vote, not a single Democrat had the courage to stand up and say, whoa, wait a minute, we just voted on this nonsense 5 years ago. 5 years ago, 2-1, the people of Virginia said, no, we don't want you people making these lines anymore. We're going to go with this independent commission. 5 years ago, we all went out and voted 2-1 to do that. And now here we are. And their goal, I've told you before, I'll tell you again, is to eliminate Republican members of Congress from Virginia. Currently, we're split 6-5, right? 6 Democrats, 5 Republicans, if, in fact, this nonsense goes through. And remember, the Attorney General has already said that this session is not the one that's going to count. But who knows what they'll do? Maybe they'll just ignore that as well. The Attorney General said the next election for the House of Delegates that will count for this matter will be in 2027. You already have 1 million people who voted. How on earth can you have this one count? But it doesn't matter. The rules just don't apply, apparently. It's like,
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Watching Venezuela or Cuba. There is one way to put the brakes on it. I told you this before. I'll continue saying it for the next couple of days. The only way to put the brakes on this is to have a Republican majority returned in the House of Delegates. Period. End of story. That's it. All right. With all of that, let me bring in my friend Brian Maloney, the media equalizer. I know he's looking at elections around America, paying very special attention to what's happening here in Virginia. Certainly. Brian, thank you for being here, sir.
Oh, wow. What a lead in there, that intro. That is incredible, Jeff. The dirty tricks that are being played a week before Election Day.
Have you ever seen anything like this, Brian?
No, I haven't. No, they're clearly trying to take our ticket off the campaign trail a week before the election. It's an absolute dirty trick.
I thought truthfully, and between the two of us, my God, we should have seen something approaching this insanity at some point in our lives, the collective experience we have in this. And when you and I are saying, nope, never seen anything this dirty.
I've seen some of this stuff in California in the Willie Brown battle days, you know, Kamala Harris's old boyfriend.
Yeah.
I remember some dirty tricks like that. But other than that this is, that what you're telling me is just, it's not very surprising. I mean, you knew they were going to cook up some kind of last minute scheme, and clearly they did.
Yeah, they did. And it's going to be, it will be interesting and perhaps very dangerous if it is effective. One of the things that they've done, in addition to taking our lieutenant governor off the campaign trail, Brian, by law, she's not allowed to fundraise during a session. So this entire week, right before the election, she is not allowed to raise any money for that campaign.
Which I can't believe that could be possible. And so what you're saying is if someone contributes to her campaign right now, the check has to be returned.
Yep.
If someone writes a check.
Yep.
I mean, does she have any recourse in court or anything? That is absolutely madness.
Yeah. I suppose she could, but it'll be after the election, obviously.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So they knew. Oh, by the way, if you hear, I'm stuck at the airport.
Oh, okay.
I'm at Reagan. Yeah, no, I'm at Reagan, and my flight got pushed back 2 hours. So,
If
you hear the loudspeaker in the background, that's what's up. But, yeah, no, and the thing is, you know, look at the timing of this, not just that it's a week before the election, but look at her standing in the polls. And, you know, we talked about it last week.
Yep.
And the bottom line is, you know, Washington Post or whatever, they love to tout these polls that show a 10-point gap or whatever. But you and I know we're looking at the real polls.
Right.
And we know it's about a 2-point race right now.
Right.
And, you know, so they're going to do anything they can. If they could cut off her last-minute ad buys.
Yep.
Through this maneuver that they have just pulled to stop her fundraising cold in its tracks,
yep.
You know, that could make the difference. But what I have been pounding the table on your show every week, Jeff, is the fact that we need your listeners to have 100% turnout with not only themselves, but everyone they know, family, friends, coworkers. We need turnout. That is the only way to overcome the corruption that their machine has thrown in front of us here.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. This is the last thing that is open. And we've seen now what they are willing to do, what they're capable of doing. Brian, the chair of the DNC, I don't have the story in front of me, so I'm just going to have to paraphrase, but he essentially said, we're moving towards the point where elections won't even be necessary. And I thought, well, who's the threat then to all of our freedoms and democracy, all this other stuff? Who's the king then?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, we've heard all of the nonstop, incessant whining about preserving our democracy. And democracy to them is single party rule. That's how they see democracy. And that's how they govern. They don't want anyone else even on the ballot in the first place. And so it's so phony. It's so transparent.
Yep.
But, you know, they're up to, I was going to say they're up to their usual tricks. From everything that you've just said, I think they have ratcheted up their usual dirty tricks by a factor of 10.
Yeah, they really have. Brian Melodia is joining us, the media equalizer. Of course, he joins us each and every week on what we like to call Friday evening. Now, you mentioned you're up the road at Reagan, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to that event, but tell everybody why you were in our neck of the woods.
Oh, I will. I appreciate you mentioning that. Yeah, so we held a press conference, and I really was hoping that you'd be able to attend. I understand you had something else going on, and you're busy with your show and family and everything else. But we had a press conference at the Hay Adams Hotel and announcing our new group, which is RealAmerica.vote. And we are a voter validity group. And we have filed that lawsuit against Letitia James that I think I've mentioned on your show before in New York, civil rights lawsuit against Letitia James.
Yep.
And we had a really good turnout for our press conference. And Mike Lindell ran the whole press conference on Lindell TV, which you can see there.
Wow.
And it's also on my page. On Facebook, which is facebook.com/mediaequalizer, you can see the entire press conference there. And you know, we're looking to build up this group. So, you know, it'd be great to have the support of your listeners, Jeff. It really would.
Absolutely. So you, the next time you're on, let's dive into a few details, because obviously we want people to be aware of everything that's going on and support it if we can, you know, have people looking at it, paying attention to it. Tell me what you're seeing and hearing in some of the other places, New Jersey and New York City.
These are
the two other big races.
Yeah. So I really think that we are ahead in New Jersey right now. I truly believe it. I've been talking to people here in D.C. this week who are based in New Jersey, who have been down here, political analysts, who are down here for some of these events that I've been attending. And I got to tell you that the feeling on the ground in New Jersey is that we're going to win.
Wow.
So I'm saying this, if we can win in New Jersey, why would it be any different in Virginia?
Yep.
You know, I mean, look at the odds we have to overcome in New Jersey. It's just as, I mean, I think to me, New Jersey is a truly blue state. Virginia is a purple state,
yeah.
Right? I mean, Virginia is rightly a red state if we had truly honest elections. Don't get me wrong. I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying.
Right.
But in the, you know, reality of the fake votes that they insert into these, you know, elections and everything else,
yeah.
You know, the outcome is a purple state for Virginia. But New Jersey, you know, I would still consider to be blue. So if we really are winning there, we've got to be winning in Virginia. You know, I think in New York City, we're just, you know, there's just no, I don't see any hope there at all. I think it's doomsday there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and I get people that I know that are just ripping each other apart over this because, you know, how could you support Cuomo or whatever? Nobody's supporting Cuomo. You know what I mean? It doesn't,
right.
It just means that they're placed in an impossible situation in terms of voting. And some people say, well, yeah, but you could vote for Sliwa, Curtis Sliwa. Well, I mean, that's not going to go anywhere. So you're
right.
Stuck.
Right.
You're stuck voting for somebody you hate.
Yep.
And I know a lot of your listeners are going to say, wait a minute, Jeff, you know, you shouldn't vote for people you hate or don't support or whatever. But sometimes it's strategy. And Donnie is going to destroy the city. He is a terrorist. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it requires voting for someone that we detest as an alternative. And I don't know why that's so hard for people to understand, but there are a lot of purists out there who, and I'm seeing this on social media, people fighting over this stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and getting nasty and, you know, the whole thing is ridiculous. So I'll be happy when that race is over, even though I think we're going to be horrified by the outcome.
Oh, all right. Well, Brian, I appreciate you being here. Have a safe flight, my friend. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. You find him on Facebook, facebook.com/Media Equalizer. And when Brian is with us next week, we'll really dive into this new group that he is spearheading. That is all about getting honest elections and keeping honest elections. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is Jeff Katz, like the real Jeff Katz. Well, all right, not the real Jeff Katz, because the real Jeff Katz, of course, was the chief of police down in Chesterfield County, and now he's up in Quantico. That's the real Jeff Katz. I'm not a bad Jeff Katz. I would help Rich Herrera put together a Jeff Katz costume. I've got, you know, come to think of it, let me share this for the good of the order. I'm slightly smaller than Rich is, right? Not saying that in a nasty way. It's just an observation, right, Germ? And I've got some of my slightly larger attire that I'm going to be donating anyway. I could probably loan it to him if he promises to, you know, have it cleaned and then take it to, I think we're going to do Boots to Suits or something like that. I don't know. It's whatever it is. And, I could do that. I don't know that anybody's going to know you're me. Oh, wait a minute. You know what we give him, Germ? I know exactly what I give him. I give him not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six best of Richmond plaques. And we put him on a chain, and he wears them like a giant necklace. Right? Yeah. All right, well, look, we can try and kick it around. By the way, what did you decide on for your Halloween treats tomorrow? We always debate, now that the kids are older, and we're living in, I mean, we love our neighborhood, but we don't have as many little kids who do trick-or-treating, and we've got a neighborhood trunk-or-treat, which I just don't do. I don't know why, but I don't. So we have to buy candy. We have no choice. Why? Because we're good people. That's why. Because we're decent human beings. And I know there will be some people coming to the door begging for candy. I, as I always do, say it's got to be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I think it is the perfect Halloween treat. A couple of things that I despise are the mini version of anything. You got to go full size. You really do. In fact, if you want to make sure that you're on the nicest of the nice lists, not only do you do full size, you do the giant size candy bars. Now, set you back a couple of bucks, I know. But you know what's going to happen? Every kid in your neighborhood is going to be looking out for your house, right? Think of it in a tactical way, in a strategic way. You give those giant candy bars out. Now, true, you are setting a precedent. You'll have to do it forever and ever until they go off to college, but that's besides the point. Those kids now become protectors of your property. If your dog gets out, your cat runs away, those kids are going to remember, hey, that's the dog from the house that gave us the full-size candy bars. Or the Katz's with the giant Reese's peanut butter cups. It's a win-win, I'm telling you. It's 357. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.